Spring practice number 12, Adam, and it was defensive line day for us as we talked to new defensive line coach Dante Carter, as well as Santana Hopper and Dylan Manuel, a couple of the transfers that they're getting after it. And there's a lot of energy in that room led by Coach Dante Carter, who we see on Well Off every day. I'm not sure who runs around more, the players or Dante Carter.
Yeah, that's when you have a youthful coach. You get that enthusiasm, and Dante brings it every day. You know, in team period, when he thinks there's a sack, he's going to let you know.
Yeah.
He brings, I think, a good energy to that group. I do think, though, that when you look at this football team and you have some concerns about, especially depth-wise, defensive tackle is pretty high on the list, if not number one.
Yeah. Well, a quick question on Dante Carter. He was wearing a hoodie today. You can see the sweat coming through the hoodie. Yeah. It tells you he was working hard at practice. But, yeah, depth definitely is a concern. And let's get to that first, because I like who they have there, but there's not a lot of bodies. And we saw last year, depth was a real problem because a lot of those guys got hurt. Now you hope that doesn't happen again, but the fact that it already happened last year, you got to be wary of that, right? You got to add more pieces probably to this.
Yeah. And if Ezra Christensen is deemed eligible, that would be huge. That would be like getting a blue trip transfer out of nowhere now. He is practicing, so a lot of people just assume that he's eligible. But even as of today, Coach Carter said that, nothing's finalized there. He was asked about the possibility of bringing in more bodies and kind of gave a smile and it was almost kind of a wink at us. Yeah. There's still going to be an opportunity to get bodies in, but it's going to be much more challenging this time around than it was with that second portal window, because you're just not going to have – there's going to be other teams that are going to be desperate for a body there after spring ball too. And if they got a big NIL budget, it's going to be tough to compete for some of the talented guys that might be available late in the process.
Yeah, in the past when you had the spring portal, there was a wave of new talent that was going into the portal. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen this year. It's whatever talent is sitting there right now, you got to go find it and see, can these guys help us? And so it's going to be interesting to see what they can find, who they can find. But the guys they have here, they've been successful. Santana Hopper is a guy that was all-conference at App State, then goes to Tulane last year, was all-conference at Tulane for a team that played in the CFP. So, it's not like, he's playing lower-level football and went 3-9 or something like that. This is an all-conference kid from, a really high-level G5 school.
Yeah, he and Christensen, I think, were the first two that – kind of jumped off the page when you looked at that incoming defensive tackles class. And it was nice getting a chance to chat with him. He's got a six-year-old son. Yeah. And so he's grown up. He's mature beyond his years. And you can tell he's going to be a good leader in that room. Just a steady football player.
Yeah.
And if you get Christensen eligible with those 40 pressures he had last year, you've got a couple pieces you can really build around there.
Yeah. And Hopper, he talked about part of why he came here is he wanted to challenge himself against the high-level competition. Well, even last year, they played Duke, who was the ACC champion. They played Northwestern, who CU plays this year. They go and play in the CFP. So he played against some high-level teams. So he's got experience that way.
Yeah, I think that didn't he mention that – was it him that mentioned that he went up against a Power 4 program, Florida State?
No, that was Dylan.
Dylan. Yeah, so – you get those opportunities sometimes, but it's still day in and day out. It's a different beast at this level for sure.
Yeah, it definitely is. And Dylan Manuel, transition to that. Yeah. Yes, he's done it the one time, but again, going after it day after day. That was when he was at Charleston Southern, who I don't know the score of that game, but I'm guessing that it did not go well for Charleston Southern that day. He felt he dominated, which is great. He went up against Power 4 offensive linemen and felt like he played pretty well. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, this is maybe one of the good aspects of the transfer portal is that especially defense linemen, offense linemen, sometimes it takes time to develop. And, a couple of those guys started up a higher level, went back down, and then they go back up. And it's hard as a college football fan to really enjoy the fact that there's this turnover on your roster every year. But when you look at these individual players at Santana Hopper, the fact that he could come here and transfer and not have to sit out and be able to show NFL scouts what he can do against Power Four opponents, he wouldn't have been able to do that a decade ago. So that is one positive of the portal for sure.
Yeah, and both the guys we talked to today did the same thing. I mean, they started at one level, they went to the next level the next year, and now they're at this level. And so just getting a chance to prove themselves over and over again. And I feel like Santana and Dylan, the one thing I would say they have in common, they both seem like just kind of very no-nonsense football players. Just line me up, let's get my hand in dirt, and let's go.
Yeah, and we heard some positive comments about Quincy Wiggins as well. And, you know, I think he's going to have to be a little bit more of a situational defensive tackle, right, at his size. I don't think you're necessarily asking him to be a three-down guy there.
Well, he did. I ran into him after practice the other day, chatted with him, and he told me he bulked up to 295. Wow. So he's at 295, was 265 last year. So he's put on some weight. Says he feels good at that weight. And so, you know, I think that he's maybe more equipped to be – last year I would have said that, because I think last year when he moved to D-line, he was probably more at that 265-70. But at 295, there's more options there.
He works 295 pretty well.
Yeah.
Because there's no sloppiness on that frame
of
his.
Right.
So he's another guy that you are excited about in that mix. It's just like, what happens? You get a couple injuries. And last year, we thought their depth was great at defensive tackle.
Yeah.
And they were still having to convert guys later in the season. So,
including Quincy.
So that it's a concern, but there is a chance for that group to be pretty good if they can stay healthy.
Yeah, I do like that group overall. And, you know, this week it's been a fun week. I mean, we were talking about, it's just been a busy week between pro day and then, you know, 3 days of practice. We get all the trench guys this week, and that's always fun. But I think there's overall, just recapping the week, I mean, I feel like the Buffs are in a better spot in the trenches maybe than they were last year. It's just there's some depth at that defensive line.
A lot of competition on the offensive line. Some really talented players at the top end of that defensive tackle room. I cautiously optimistic, I think, is the word that I'll use there.
Yeah, and that could probably be the same for the whole operation here,
exactly.
Right? And so we'll be back next week for the final week of spring ball as we lead up to the spring game.
Now you're going to hear some comments made by first-year Colorado defensive tackles coach, second-year CU staff member, Dante Carter.
My challenge to the guys today to come out and start fast, and they did that. We started striking from the beginning, getting off the rock, playing double teams real well. Man, just the guys answered the challenge today, and I really appreciate it. Really, really proud of them. I just love the direction we're going.
Hey, Coach, I just want to first ask you, what's it been like getting that promotion and settling into this new role now?
Man, it's been very good, man. I'm very appreciative, very honored for the opportunity. I just want to thank the man above, first off, and thank Coach Prime for believing in me. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm a very young coach, and Coach seeing it in me, he took a whole year to experience with me and to see that I'm the fit for it. And I'm just very appreciative for him.
You're not much older than these guys. Yeah, you just played a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make it harder for you to earn respect from
not at all, not at all,
around your age?
Not at all. I think if you separate and draw that line between the players and you, you'll be fine. I think every guy in that, well, I know every guy in that room respect me as their coach. And then once we separate and we not in football settings, then we could joke around and do all that. But when it's time to work and we in that and we grinding, I'm coach, and they understand that, and we all know what it is. Oh yeah, we got a lot of varieties of things we've been cooking up in the vault and as a D staff, and we're very, very excited to bring that to the front when the fall and the season start.
Adam.
Coach, you bring a lot of passion, it seems, to the job. Is coaching something that you always knew you wanted to do? Who kind of got you into this?
I'm not going to say that I always knew I was going to do this, but I always knew I was going to stay around ball, because just being honest, man, ball is all I ever had. And I pour into it, and that's why I bring that passion on to me every day, because that's all I got. And I treat it like that's all I got. And every day I'm gonna come to work, like it's my last day. I'm gonna put on from Coach Prime, CU, and my family. And that's just what it is every day. It's just that passion, it bring it out of me. Like I'm getting chills right now talking about it, because this is just all I got. And I love this game. And this game has done a lot for me. It changed my life.
Are there some people that have kind of helped you along in this coaching journey?
Yeah, one of my mentors, big mentor for me is BT Jordan. He coaches for the Dallas Cowboys right now. He's a pass rush specialist. He was the pass rush specialist for the Denver Broncos. He led them to two consecutive leading sack years there. and now he's going to do that when he gets to Dallas. But he's played a big role in my life, teaching me a lot of things, a lot of the in and outs into it, and he just developed me as a man also. So it's bigger than football for him.
What is Ezra bringing to the table so far, and is there any clarification on his eligibility for this?
Man, Ezra is very explosive, has a lot of twitch, can make a lot of plays for you within the defense. Right now, he has a situation that we're trying to figure out, and we're still working through it. But, man, I'm very excited to see what he's going to do for us in the fall once we get his situation took care of.
Thank you.